Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Australian Government's Ionospheric Prediction Service site concerning solar activity indicates that sunspot numbers are still at a very low level as we move through sunspot cycle number 24. The report from the government advises that solar activity has now dropped to quite a low level as compared with previous weeks. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux is down to 75, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 11, that's 1-1. Now those figures are very low, and they're not expected to change significantly in the near future. So long distance high frequency multi-hop propagation on frequencies above about 13 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be unreliable. However, propagation on frequencies above about 13 megahertz on daylight paths will be somewhat more satisfactory. The present sunspot cycle, number 24, is not expected to be terminated, terminate until about 12 months from now, which is much later than was previously anticipated. In the meantime, we have some shortwave propagation news, as noted here in Melbourne. This is made around solar noon, between 01:45 and 02:00. That's 11:45 a.m. to noon here in Melbourne, local time. And we show monitored frequency occupancies in the 9 megahertz spectrum. On 9490 Radio Republica, broadcasting from the Issedun transmitting station in France, with programming in Spanish. 9470 China Radio International from Kashi in China, with its English language services. 9550, the Republic of Iran broadcasting station, broadcasting in Spanish. And 9570, China Radio International from the Sarik, Albania relay station, with broadcasts in English. Another frequency for China Radio International is 9590. This time from the Kashi transmitting station in mainland China, with programming in Spanish. And 9635, Vietnam, the domestic network, broadcasting in local languages. Two more frequencies for China Radio International, 9675 from Kashi in mainland China in English, and 9710 from the same transmitting site in Spanish. Very strong signals from Radio Romania International on 9730 with French programming to the Americas. And 9760, Radio Nikkei, the Japanese commercial shortwave station with programs in Japanese. And the Voice of Turkey from Ankara, broadcasting on 9770 in Spanish. And 9780, Radio Free Asia, the IBB station in Washington via the Kuwait relay station with programs in the Uyghur language. And another frequency for Radio Romania International, 9790 with broadcasts in Romanian. And 9835, station at Malaysia, transmitting site there, Radio Television Malaysia broadcasting its domestic service. That's a relay of one of the network one of the FM domestic programs. And 9865, All India Radio from Delhi in Hindi. And 9870, The Voice of Turkey from Ankara, another frequency for The Voice of Turkey, this time in Spanish. Now those were some frequencies monitored here in Melbourne recently over our solar noon between 0145 and 0200. And this type of propagation, this type of reception will continue over the next month or so. Now some international shortwave broadcasting news from our monitors in Europe from the SWLBX Bulgaria group. Program which is coming from the service known as End Times, which used to be called Catholics for Christ, broadcast on 9400 with 100 kilowatts, 306 degrees, between 1801 and 1831 in English to Western Europe. And sometimes the broadcast is extended to 1901. Transmitting site is not known, somewhere in Eastern Europe. And reception of the Voice of America via the Botswana relay station in Europe has been noted on these frequencies. 13830 between 0830 and 0900. In French on Wednesdays and Saturdays to Western Central Africa, 100 kilowatts and 010 degrees antenna and azimuth. And the same program, same time period, 0830 to 0900 on 15130 to Western Central Africa, French of course, Wednesday and Saturdays, transmitter 100 kilowatts, this time 350 degrees, 350. Have some more information concerning monitoring here in Melbourne, this time in our late morning between midnight and midnight 30. That's 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. here in Victoria. And at this time of the year, daytime propagation on frequencies below about 12 megahertz is very good in this location over long distance paths, many of them short paths broadcast from Asia and occasionally long path circuits from Europe, Africa and the Middle East. 9460 China Radio International from Kunming, broadcasting in Hakka. 9510, a station known as Yatra Radio, broadcasting from the Nauen transmitting site in Germany, with broadcasts in Indian languages. 9635, Vietnam, domestic broadcasting network in Vietnamese and local languages. 9645, the Philippines, Radio Veritas Asia, the religious broadcasting station with programs in the Katchin language. And 9660, Radio Taiwan International, with programs in Chinese. 9690, All India Radio in Delhi, programs in English. 9730, Radio Romania International from Bucharest in English. On the next frequency, 9735, The Voice of Turkey, broadcasting in Turkish. And another frequency for Romania, 9790 in Romanian. 9855 broadcasts from Radio Free Asia, the IBB station in Kuwait with programs in Tibetan. That's morning programs for Asia. And 9880, the Voice of America from the Philippines relay at Tanang in Chinese. And 9890, the BBC from Kranji in Singapore, programs in Burmese. And another frequency for Radio Taiwan International, 9900 in Chinese. And 9910, All India Radio, this time in Hindi. From China, Radio International Frequencies, 9550 from Kunming in Hakka, and 9590 from Kashi in Spanish. So those frequencies noted recently, well, those channels most noted recently here in Melbourne between midnight and midnight 30, that's 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. here, with quite good reception as we move through our midwinter period. Some more international station news. Thailand. The current schedule for HSK9 Radio Thailand at Bangkok shows English language programs as follows. Between midnight and midnight 30, and midnight 30 to 0100 on 15590. The first program is actually 250 kilowatts at 006 degrees antenna. And the second program is 038 degrees. These are to East and West and North America. And 0200 to 0230 on 15590 to East and North America. 250 kilowatts and 006 degrees antenna. English programs to Asia, 1230 to 1300 on 9390. Actually to Southeast Asia, 250 kilowatts, 132 degrees. And 1400 to 1430, same frequency, 9390, 250 kilowatts, 132 degrees. That's to Southeast Asia. And 1900 to 2000, same frequency again, 9390, Western Europe, 250 kilowatts, 321 degrees. And finally, 2030 to 2045, 9390, 250 kilowatts, 321 degrees to Western Europe. So it seems that frequencies for Radio Thailand have now been dropped back to only three channels. So that was summary of the English language broadcasts from Radio Thailand. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, then ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
be together? And how is the weather?